Now, I know we covered several topics to think about when choosing a precipitation source, so let's quickly recap everything. Observations are the number one best way to help you choose between MRMS and dual pole. However, they're also the number one thing we need more of across the US. If you do not have obs to compare with, think about where your precip is location-wise. If you're within and above the melting layer, lean on MRMS for precipitation amounts, as it has been shown to better handle the melting layer and also allows a variety of R-Z relationships to be used there. Further, if you're in a radar-sparse region, choosing a mosaic like MRMS can pull in additional viewing angles compared to a single-source radar alone. Also think about the environment you're in and how this may sway you towards choosing one source over another. In juicy environments, choose the higher source. In hail-prone environments, consider MRMS as it has a lower rate cap. And in dry environments, choose whatever source is lower. Also remember that out west where Virga is common, MRMS has an evaporation correction scheme that can help remove false precip echoes from QPE. And finally, if none of these factors point towards one source over the other, invoke Ceteris Paribus and just choose a source and run with it. Speaking of running with it, it's time for you to take the quiz, so go ahead and click next when you're ready.